morning sin. We were born homesick with a gun in one hand and a noose around our neck, choking on our own discontent. Well, what did you expect? How can I find anything here as good as where my soul knows we will go? What good is the kingdom come when we're waiting blind and broken down below? Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I'm full of holes, let me be found. Take this waste, make this wasteland a Holy Ghost town. Born in sin, we were born gunshot, bleeding out through that hole where a maker would go. We're in pain and we know it. How can I find anything here as good as where my soul knows we will go? What good is the kingdom if it's coming when we're waiting blind and broken down below? Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I'm full of hope. I'm full of holes, let me be found. Take this waste, make this wasteland a Holy Ghost town. Make this wasteland a Holy Ghost town.
Yeah. is Leeward Fate with Figure It Out, and you are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise, and today we started out our show with Hard Worker playing Born Homesick, and we have a jazz duo live in the studio with us today, the Miles Rainey Duo. Mills. I want to say Miles just because
it's okay.
You know, I'm feeling the jazz all the way over here without it even the music starting yet. Just with the warm up, I can already feel the jazz. So David Mills,
yes,
and Jesse Rainey.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. It's good to have you on. All right. And so how long has the Mills Rainey Jazz Duo
been about 2.5 years, approaching 3.
Okay. All right. So then this should be good.
We play out pretty often together, different things, you know. So.
Okay. You know. All right. So this is going to be nice. When are you playing out again live?
Well, we actually just played yesterday at Gizmo's.
All right.
So a lot of times we've been doing a lot of private events. So
nice.
We've been working more on getting more public things so other people can come out and see them. Otherwise, sometimes we just play out on the street. So that's...
Busking is quite nice.
Yeah. We actually just recently bussed at the Article Festival, so we were part of that. And we played in front of the Durham Bowl, so that was a good experience.
That, and you know, people just walking by, hear your stuff.
Yeah, they got our picture on the, I guess, the Art of the Cool project Facebook thing. So,
okay,
you know,
if your pictures are in the Art of the Cool Facebook, then that's got to be pretty cool.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. It was fun, you know. So we've known each other, you know, like basically I was attending North Carolina Central University in the jazz program, and how we met was Jesse was walking around looking to play with some people, and he asked me, you know, like, hey, do you know this song? He was asking a bunch of questions.
So were you at school as well?
No, actually, one of my friends was actually going to school there, and I was just there visiting.
So how did you,
who taught me to play a saxophone?
Uh-huh.
My grandfather actually was a professional horn player.
I knew it. All right. So
then my friend was in the jazz program, and when I was there, I heard him playing. I was amazed immediately. And
so you were just like, I'm going to take what I can learn from you. I'm just going to copy some of your stuff.
Immediately when I heard him play, I had to ask him how he was making those sounds come out. And the first time I met him, he actually gave me an immediate theory lesson.
Awesome.
Or what to do. So
immediately
I was hooked, like a kid in the candy store.
Okay, that's great. Because when your grandfather taught you, it was just sort of by ear and...
Well, he kind of taught me basically basic bebop stuff, ear stuff.
But the theory.
Theory, yeah. The whole behind-the-scenes theory of how to make things happen.
And that was like,
put the pieces together. Yeah, the light bulb definitely went off.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was kind of funny because at first, you know, we played a little bit in the B&D Duke Auditorium, jamming a little bit, and then Jesse's like, well, maybe we... I think he meant it as a joke at the time. He was like, well, maybe we should get some business cards. And I was like, I took it seriously. So it's like a week later, I was like, I have a box of business cards. So we kind of went from there, you know, playing at pizza places or busking outside or whatever.
Okay.
You know,
whatever was
available. So
all right.
We've come a long way since then.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fun.
The busking thing is definitely the heart of this. We want to create that live atmospheric sound.
Yeah. And definitely, like, you can find some places around here where that vibe is just right.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we figured we'd
we're
gonna do this one song. You know, we got a couple originals and we got some standard jazz songs, but we're gonna start off with this one called Moments Hesitation. So it's sort of like a bossa samba thing.
Yeah, I think this is the first original that we wrote together. Right?
So it started off just a groove that we like to use to warm up.
Nice.
Without further ado, here we go.
Okay, all right. And Jesse, you're gonna go stand.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Moments Hesitation. We've got the Mills Rainey Duo live.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Moments, Hesitation, Mills, Rainey, Jazz Duo. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Very, very nice on the ears. So, is there a website where people who are out...
Funny you would ask that. So far, mm-hmm. all we have is our Facebook, Mills,
okay.
Rainey Duo.
Okay.
And Reverb Nation.
Okay.
Although... We
so
met
far.
A guy at the gig last night, Gizmos, who said he would do a website for free.
Nice. That's
so
what you
I will
need.
Be contacting him sometime this week.
That's
to
right.
Expedite that process.
Support your local music community.
That's what we said because I was like, okay, so you do that. What do you charge? He's like, well, I like to support local musicians. So
yes.
I'm like, all right, well,
all right.
I'm all
I will
for that
give
price.
You all that karma.
You know?
Absolutely. Yes.
So,
yes. Yes.
So hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Nice. Just something basic, you know. It's always. You know, the media process of
yeah, that's
of
a different beast
is
than
like
the yeah, that's a whole different mystery
right.
of formulas. Yeah, like so you're yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've more or less been more of the mindset of like you know, learning tunes, practicing this, going to the gig, whatever,
yeah.
writing a song, and
right.
then so like
the
you
joy
know,
of the craft.
And now you know, it's just working on trying to get better at
that,
you know
yeah.
The,
yeah, well, the game has changed now.
Yeah.
Now this, like, whole self-marketing thing, you know, people expect you're going to do a lot of this. You're going
right.
to be on Instagram and Facebook and you know, Snapchat and Reverb Nation
right.
and Twitter, right? Where I'm sure there are a bunch I'm not thinking of.
That's why the people who have their own publicists are pretty lucky.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, it is definitely work. It's definitely work. But so people can find out about you on Facebook and listen to you on Reverb Nation. And which if you next time you've got a show that you're, you know, something coming
yes.
up where people can check you out, you're going to update
mm-hmm.
those.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, like some of the recordings we have online are kind of old. Like, I don't know. We may have this song on there. No, we have Call Me. But
Call Me.
Yeah, that's another song we're going to play. Not quite yet. But, what was I saying?
Time to play another song? Is that what you were
saying?
We
will play another song.
Yeah, I think so.
There's always a lot of stuff to work on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do a song called Searching the Unknown.
Searching the Unknown.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite ones.
Is this another original?
Yes, ma'am. This is another original.
You guys are busy. This is good. Searching. For
the searching the unknown.
Oh, just, I don't want to find it. I'm already there.
Yeah.
Because the
yeah.
future is unknown.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
all right,
so.
All right. Mills Rainey Duo, Searching the Unknown. Thank you. Nice, very nice. Mills Rainey Duo. Very nice, Searching the Unknown.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell me a little bit about this. Like, how did y'all did this writing style and how that's coming together? Is that, was that just a sort of organic, hey, I think we're writing stuff because it's happening?
Well...
Or does someone bring a groove to the table?
It's interesting, you know, like, one, we try to write music things that are happening, but I think our music is a way, it's like a zen meditation vibe.
Okay.
You know, it's to relax and just think and just explore the unthinkable or the impossible or unbelievable. So just a way to just branch out and just create music that's never been created before.
Right. So, and so is it different every single time then? Every time you are searching the unknown, is the search different?
No, there's like a set structure.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
Sometimes...
Yeah. Might go off a little bit, you know.
Sometimes, like, we'll extend certain sections
sure.
live to, you know...
Because you're just feeling it.
Because,
yeah.
you know...
And
just
you're good at, like, we're doing this.
Yeah, we're pretty good at, like, knowing
cues.
What's about to happen as far as, you know, without talking, you know, while
That's
playing.
That's the zen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess something like that. It's just a way to create, like... a space atmosphere vibe to our music.
Yeah.
But as far as like writing process, I think usually what happens is one of us will have either a chord progression or something.
Okay.
Or like a groove idea or
okay. And like, then who gets to name it?
We sort of like
we both do.
We both kind of
okay.
like, you know, we'll shoot down like, no, not that, not
okay.
this. What about this? I don't know, that sounds whatever.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
so I don't remember exactly who came up with this one. It was probably still about a joint effort anyways.
Okay.
But this one may have started because like there will be certain parts like for this song I think I had been messing around with this idea of moving that riff around, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like other parts of the song, like this was like a, this is what we call a Jesse Rainey progression, you know, the whole
yeah.
So these kind of like, kind of, you know, different key groove things. That's kind of where like that meditative sound kind of comes in, and so there's different parts, you know, in each song. There's probably a part that he's like, "What if you added this?" And I might sometimes be like, oh, "I don't know," and then eventually, I'll have to figure out like how I can work it in,
yeah.
you know. And then eventually, I work it in, you know.
Okay.
It's usually just a matter of like
right,
the rhythm or
okay.
how you insert it, you know,
okay.
or how you get to it and away from it.
Yeah. I think something that we both have in common, we both like to add layers to our music.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, so create scene or create pictures.
Okay.
And pretty much he's the main person that does the main writing. I just throw a couple of chords here and then
okay.
kind of just add a little
but
twist.
But it's just enough to keep him, you know,
yeah, just
right. interested. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
interesting.
Like,
you
yeah.
know, I use kind of my elements that I grew up listening to, like gospel, neo soul.
Okay.
And I kind of like to throw that in.
Sure. Yeah, that's fun. That's a nice combination. That's cool. All right. Well, so how about a little bit more?
Sure, we got more.
So wait, are y'all working on a CD?
Not yet.
We are recording. I mean, personally, like I have like Logic X,
so you're always kind of recording.
I have the ability. I've recorded like some guitar tracks, and Jesse has to just put his sax parts on there.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
Trying to get that because you know there are a couple things.
Sometimes people want to hear you before.
People do want to hear us, and you know I've been able to get us booked for things the last 2.5 years just off of like. Videos and audio that is about that old, so we're trying to update it so that you know, just different, you know.
The hum is your
oh, is that
speaker? I think yeah, I think it's. I was just like, gosh, this hum.
Yeah,
hum,
it's,
hum.
A,
but it's
yeah.
your thing. As long as I know where it's coming from, then I don't think it's me.
Well, we're gonna do you know? We're gonna do another song called "Call Me." This is actually the song that Jesse when he. Came over at NC Central, he asked me, do you know this song? And I was like, I don't. But I've seen that those words call me in the real book.
Okay.
Like, yeah. you know.
Call Me is actually my favorite song, actually.
Yeah,
oh, it's actually my favorite song, favorite standard, actually. So,
Oh, okay. So you were like, all right, this one we got to learn. Yeah.
Yes.
Just because it gives you such joy to play it. Oh, yeah. Fun. Okay.
We've since, like, you know, spiced it in our own ways. And Jesse likes to add... other other melodies, quotations of certain things.
Yeah, okay. I like to bring in other songs and just to get people's attention.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so okay. We're going to play a couple of recognizable melodies, and I'm pretty sure everyone will recognize what we're playing.
Okay, all right, this is fun. All right, so this is Call Me.
This is called Call Me by Tony Hatch.
By Tony Hatch, all right, Mel's Rainey Duo.
Thank you.
Very nice. Call me. Yes, 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 yes. In fact, it's cooking in here. How about we open that window again? Let's see if we can cool things off a bit. All right. Mills Rainey Duo. Yeah, I can tell. You're digging that song. Yeah, 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 yeah. I guess that's my
song.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. Everyone should know their song. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
The songs that we've played over time, of course, evolve over time. So, you know, we both figured out different tricks, how we can add more stuff. One of my hobbies is trying to figure out how much bass and chord stuff I can throw into something, you know. So, you know.
Well, that's good. So that's good. That helps make a fuller sound between two people.
Right.
So,
sure does, yeah.
And
definitely
in the world of musicians, it's keeping it simple. If it works, it's definitely a good thing to do. Because,
right.
You know, musicians sometimes have big personalities.
Yeah, we both definitely have great personalities, you know.
Yeah,
but,
sometimes
our personalities clash, but you will never tell with the music.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah. All right, that's
good.
But
we're so strong, we're both passionate about what we do.
Right,
so.
right.
It's bound to happen
here and there. But it sounds like y'all are both willing to give and take, though, where
yeah.
you're like, how about this? And you're like, I don't think so.
But
then you figure it out because you kind of like to figure it out, so
yeah.
you must really
yeah.
like
it's,
the challenge. So it's kind of
fun because, you know, I think we bring out each other's strengths and our styles, you know.
Yeah, that's good. Having a little bit different, yeah, able to play that off each other. Very cool. Very cool, Mills Rainey Duo. All right. Well, so let's one more time tell people that they can find out about you
sure,
on
okay.
Facebook
so
and Reverb
you can
Nation.
Look us up on Facebook, Mills Rainey Jazz Duo. You can find us on Reverb Nation at the same. And that is pretty much all we have at this moment.
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
We'll be getting more things.
Yeah, but hopefully getting some more stuff
you
out there.
You can email us at Mills Rainey Jazz Duo.
You can.
At Gmail.
Okay.
Or is it Mills Rainey Duo?
MillsRaineyDuo@gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
No jazz.
Just duo. MillsRaineyDuo@gmail.com.
On Reverb Nation is Mills Rainey Jazz Duo.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes the jazz, sometimes
it's just
like
I know
duo.
It, but I don't. Because I use it all the time, but I don't know. It's
right. You don't have to type it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like
Peter
the phone
thinking.
Numbers. You don't know anything anymore.
Don't know
it's
anything
like,
at
you
all.
You never have to put the number in. You don't know.
I think it should come up immediately because there's not many people with the last name Rainey. So.
Rainey. Right. E-Y. E-Y.
We've got a couple.
E-Y, yeah.
There's Mills been a couple Rainey. Funny instances. You know, people are always messing up names. You know, like we've been called the Jeff Mills Duo before. We've been called the Mills Ramsey Duo.
Mills Ramsey. Miles, I just did that earlier today.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
well, Miles is actually the first time it's been Miles.
Oh,
so,
okay, all
so
right. I'm glad I'm.
We'll let you keep that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
You know, but yeah, we probably got like two more songs.
That sounds good.
We got another original, and then we got a jazz,
another
ballad.
Okay,
you know,
all right. What you gonna play first?
Well, first we're gonna do another original called Tornado.
Tornado.
Now this one's fun. The reason why it's called Tornado is about 2 years ago, around this time, I was delivering pizzas for Domino's.
Uh-huh.
And you know when that tornado kind of came downtown on University?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was at that Domino's there. But see, they still required us to go out in that weather and deliver.
Nice.
Because I mean, I guess if the power's going out, you expect the pizza people to still be delivering so you can eat.
And timely. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, that was going right down that street and everything, and I was delivering, and I got, like, kind of stuck in a ditch.
No.
And then I was trying to get out the car, and then it was just white everywhere. So, like, I couldn't even open up the door. And then
wow.
A tree almost hit the back of my trunk.
Wow.
So, I'm assuming, well, that must have been it. So, I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, let's try to write a song that's kind of, like, tornado-like. And
tragedy comes.
Well, yeah. So yeah. The car was fine. I was fine.
Okay, the car
the
was
car,
fine.
Car got out. I after it blew over me, I was like, all right, I will go deliver this pizza now.
No way! You still delivered the pizza.
Still delivered the pizza.
Did they give you a good tip?
They gave me no tip.
Shame on them, man. Shame on them.
Shame.
You know.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
No tip. all that tornado,
ordering,
nothing.
You know what? This is just going to be a little etiquette lesson right here. 101 for everybody out there. If you, I mean, ordering a pizza in general, why not? Tip the driver. Come on. You know, you didn't have to go out and get it. You didn't have to put your shoes on. But ordering pizza during a tornado, driver definitely deserves tip. No
yes.
questions asked.
One of the other drivers
horrendous.
Actually
you know what?
Crashed her car that day.
I'm saying any kind of bad weather.
Yeah.
But tornado, you've got to be kidding me. So do you still like pizza? Are you like...
I love pizza.
Oh, okay. So you're not scarred for life. But
my girlfriend doesn't want me to eat it all the time.
Right. Yeah. You well, know. She cares about you.
She does.
Yeah. 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 You know, and you're not 18 anymore.
I'm not.
Yeah. No.
No.
My girlfriend gets on me because every time we go out to eat, we always go out to pizza places. So
you are a big pizza fan as well.
Yeah.
And she wants something, not pizza.
Something else. So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, definitely.
I think the girlfriend's always right.
Yes.
So,
no matter
know.
What.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You want to be happy, the
correct.
Girlfriend is right.
Yes. You know, like, either way, no matter what, you know, women run our lives. No
that's right. That's right. That's right. But when they're not there to inspire, why not a tornado?
Why not a tornado? So,
yeah.
Without further ado, again, we have Tornado.
Okay. Mills Rainey Duo. Tornado.
Is there? Thank you.
Tornado that was.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the whole Eye of the Storm thing.
Yeah, so, and also the experience in general. Surreal, right?
Right. Just, so, if kind of talk about that, it's kind of like, you know, tumultuous.
Yeah, yeah.
Eye of the Storm, you're like, oh, is it over? It comes back. And that's afterwards, right. It's like, you know, it is sort of like a weird situation where afterwards you can survey the damage and destruction, but there's still like... like beauty in the air at the same time, like in the sky. The sky is clear and stuff is shining, you know, with the moisture.
Right, right.
So it's like the aftermath.
Birds start singing again.
So that last part
and
is sort of.
And your car fell into a ditch, but then in the end was okay?
I was okay. So it was sort of like, you know, that's the thing. It was like a. It's
and
a
was
good,
it hard to get out of the ditch? Did you have to.
I just kind of kept gunning it and got out. You know, a lady had stopped. She's like, do you need help? And I was like, maybe. But by the time.
Right.
She gone got help. I already drove off, and you know, I didn't have her number or anything, so I couldn't say, like,
right,
don't come.
Anyway.
So,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
And where were you? Ordering pizzas?
No, I was nowhere near that. I was at work somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
so
all right. So you were
nowhere
near
the tornado. Yeah, I don't take risks like that.
No, no delivering pizzas in a tornado. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Well, that's good, though, that you got to, you know, be inspired by it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do when you have experiences. And
what I like about, like, the guitar and everything as far as, like, how I approach, like, I kind of approach everything in terms of mood and accompaniment style. So there are like all these different ways that you can arpeggiate, you know, right hand technique and everything to create different effects, different harmonies.
Right, you were saying like you like exploring different bass notes.
Right, and all that. So in this case, you have a tornado. You have two contrasting moods that you can throw in. And then we just sort of...
yeah.
Throw it together, you know, tempo
yeah.
change, boom, you
yeah.
got a song, you
yeah.
know.
I
yeah.
tried to make a little trilling effect to represent the wind of a
right.
tornado.
Yeah, 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 that's good.
Try to capture the experience as much as
yeah,
all
that intensity, yeah. yeah, 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 that's fun. Good stuff, yeah. Mills Rainey Duo.
So
very nicely done.
What
I say
are we,
yes.
How are we on time here?
I say we're good. We got a few more minutes, and so you got another song.
We can do one more.
Yeah, yeah.
We can do
one
this
more.
One jazz song in a sentimental mood.
In a yeah. sentimental mood.
Yeah, so this
mood.
Is a, you might recognize it. This is a Duke Ellington
Yeah, I
song.
Know In a Sentimental right, Mood. Well, sure, yeah. You can play In a Sentimental Mood anytime you want to on Nixon Lyrics Show.
This is our take on it then.
Okay, all right. So here we go. Last song with Mills Rainey Duo on Nixon Lyrics, In a Sentimental Mood.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. In a sentimental mood, Mills Rainey Duo. Thanks again, Mills Rainey Jazz Duo.
Thanks
that
for having
is,
us.
David Mills and Jesse Rainey. Thanks again. Come on any time, and you can find out more about you guys by going on to Facebook and looking up Mills Rainey with an E, Rainey.
Correct.
A little extra
and,
E in Rainey.
I will be trying to get our website developed. Hopefully this week, because I'll be talking to that guy, because he's a freebie, and I'm like, sure, you know, that's the best price.
Sometimes you just, things start rolling. Let's do that.
Yeah. It's cool that, like, we've been together for so long, but we definitely play with other people. I play with a funk group.
Fun, bring them.
Yeah, I play with a funk group.
You have my contact information now, so I look forward to hearing your funk group on the radio.
Okay. Well, we'll have to set that up sometime soon.
Yes.
Thanks again for having us.
Yes, thank you both for coming on to the Licks and Lyrics Show. And you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 FM, and streaming live on the internet at www.wcomfm.org. And the Heroes of Holcomb is coming on now.
Dose of Doc and Merle on the Merle Fest Radio Hour with music, moments, and memories.